We continue our series of shiurim on what may be said in what language. The Mishnah said the Birchas Hamazon may be said the Kol Lashon. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Siman Kuf Pehei, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Birchas Hamazon, Nemra B'Kol Lashon. Birchas Hamazon may be said in any language. And as the Mishnah Berurah quotes our Gemara, because the pasuk says, "Ubaracht v'chalta v'savata uvarachta b'chol loshen shatam averich." And as we've learned previously in our shurim regarding Hilchas Krishma, regarding Hilchas Tefillah, it's only if you understand that language. However, says the Bach, that this is mitzad hadin. However, the mitzvah in Amufchor is to say Birchas Hamazon B'Loshon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to quote the Sefer Achinuch, who says, Kol HaZor B'Birchas Hamazon, whoever is careful in how he recites Birchas Hamazon, Mezoinos HaMetzuyos Loi Kol Yomov, he will have Mezoinos all of his life B'Kovid. V'Medai De Gizor L'Vorach L'Tchil Toich HaSeif Loi Ba'Peh, L'Chatchil says the Mishnah Berurah wants a bench from a siddur, not by heart, and he quotes the Sefer Chassidim. Meisah be'echot shemeis, v'neskala b'chaloyim l'echad mikroivov. There was somebody passed away, and he revealed himself in a dream to one of his relatives. V'amalei b'chaloyim donon I see, every day I am judged, al shlo yisi medagdeik, levar kol habrochos b'kavanas aleiv. I wasn't careful to daven to say the brachas with the proper, to say the brachas with the proper kavana. There's a very interesting machloikis hapoiskim. What is better for someone who doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh? Should he say Birchas Hamazon in Lashon HaKodesh, even though he doesn't understand what he says? Or should he say it in a language that he understands? The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Aleph Suf Katan He says that it's better to say it in a language that you understand. There are some that say that the Magen Avraham maybe is only referring to tefillah, but it could be when he comes to Birchas Hamazon, the Magen Avraham will agree that you should say that you should say it B'Loshon HaKodesh. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, however, here in Siman Kuf Pei Hei Sif Aleph, says even a bigger chiddush. He says not only when it comes to Birchas Hamazon should you say it in a language that you understand, but even in Lashon HaKodesh, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you have to understand what you say. And if you don't understand what you're saying, then you're not Yoitza, even in Lashon HaKodesh. Even though, as we've been quoting in our previous shurim, Lashon HaKodesh, you are Yoitza, even if you don't understand, he says we should be machmer. And then therefore he writes, Ukain Oshin Ukaina Noshin Vamir Oritz Shainim Avinam Lashon HaKodesh. People who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, Chayovim Lavorech Birchas Hamazon Beloshin Shemivinim, should say Birchas Hamazon in the language that they understand, Veloy Beloshin HaKodesh. And then in Sif Bey, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that this halacha is not only by Birchas Hamazon, by all brachas. The Yad Ephraim disagrees, and he says the Lashon HaKodesh is better than any other language, even if you don't understand the other language and don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Because as we also have been saying in our shir, we're not quite sure of the definition of every word of the benching. And the only way we could be sure that we're saying it properly is by saying it in Lashon HaKodesh. Moreover, I did see that the Gemara in Masechet Brachos teaches us, Kol Shvat Amah Eretz Chem De Toivu Rechava Bebirchas Aretz Umalchus Beis Tovu Bebani Yishlayim. You have to say in the Birchas Aretz the words Eretz Chem De Toivu Rechava. By Bani Yishlayim you have to say Malchus Beis Tovu. You have to mention Bris in the Birchas Hamazon. You have to mention Torah in the Birchas Hamazon. So I did see that there are poskim that want to suggest that even if you're saying Birchas Hamazon in other languages, and now we're saying that according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's actually the preferred approach if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. It could be these various words that the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us are such an integral part of the Birchas Hamazon. One should be careful to say those words, B'loshen HaKodesh. Darach HaShulchan also is of the opinion, specifically B'zman HaZeh, that one should say Birchas Hamazon strictly B'loshen HaKodesh and not in other languages. The Paiskim discuss, now that we have this dilemma, that the Magen Avraham seems to be telling us that if it's better, that Lashon HaKodesh is always better. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is telling us that the language, you understand it's better. Maybe what you should do is listen to someone else say the Birchas Hamazon, and he'll say the Birchas Hamazon B'Lashon HaKodesh, and you'll be have a mind to be Yotzer. So the Paiskim say that, and we quoted the Mishnah Berurah that says this earlier in our shir, that if you're listening to someone else say a bracha and you don't understand what that person is saying, you're not Yotzer. The only advice that the Mishnah Berurah gives to such an individual is that the person should say along Mila b'mila, he should say along every word with the person who's saying the bracha. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, just listening to someone else would not be adequate. And what we should recommend for such a person is that he should say along with the other person word for word, and that would be a better piece of advice. But of course, the best piece of advice we could give someone is that everybody should understand the meaning of all brachas and meaning of Birchas Hamazon, to recognize that he is thanking Hashem for the food that he gives us. What is the halacha if someone is being mitzi someone else, they can't even repeat the words with him, Lashon Kodesh is completely strange to them, but he, the person who's benching, is able to speak Lashon HaKodesh. So Rav Moshe, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Tes, discusses the Shaila. And he says, what should he do? Because he says, if, let's say, he's speaking there about a bracha rishayna. If this person is going to make the bracha rishayna, and then afterwards, he's going to translate it into English, so then it's going to be a hefset between the bracha and the eating. And therefore, Moshe says, he should make the bracha, take a bite, and then say the bracha in English for those in the audience that don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, and they'll eat only after he translates the bracha to everyone else. Ramosha, also in a tshuva, in Arvachayim, Chelik Dalid, Simon Ayin, comes out very strong against davening in other languages. He says, what you'll end up doing is probably saying something you shouldn't say. So he says, certainly, if somebody's saying it in a different language, he should only say it from an acceptable siddur that has the nusach stated properly. And if at all possible, again, always try to say it Beloshin Kodesh. As much as we're speaking about saying everything in Loshin Kodesh, if it all is passable, the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, was written for Jewish soldiers, how to know what to do when they're in the army, when they're in the front. Chofetz Chaim speaks to a soldier who, Rachmanel Tzlon, was captured, was kidnapped. And I'll read the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Mechni Yisrael, Perik Yud. Im nofel adam b'shvi, if a person, Rachmanel Tzlon, was kidnapped, al yipol liboy, he shouldn't become depressed. V'yoshev al Hashem v'yir v'lospal, he should keep on davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ubitzchus atfila, and the tzchus of that davening, yinotzel, he will be saved. Vatfila sheyispal inyan zeh l'Hashem, and he said the tefila that somebody has to daven in such a situation, and then udafka betfila shemen esrei, it doesn't have to specifically be shemen esrei. Bechol eishi yirtza yochalat l'Hashem, whenever he wants, he could daven to Hashem. Vegam tefila zu ein udafka beloshen hakodesh. The tefillah need not necessarily be b'loshen hakodesh. Ella afila b'loshen shemrugel b'benorav, the language that he's accustomed to from when he was young. Ikash loyich b'shnei dvarim, the main thing is he shouldn't be missing two things. Echot shetiyah me'oimek halev v'loy me'asofek l'chutz, it should be with true kavana. V'myochel la'or libo l'bchi ma'toiv, it could cry, it would even be better. Like Chazal teach us from Sech the Brachas, the Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Kol HaSharim Ninalu, Chutz Mishari Dima, Shaloi Ninalu. The Shari Dima were never closed. And furthermore, Shicham Shetel Tfilos Derech Eretz Yisrael. He should have Kavonah that his Tfilos should go from Eretz Yisrael. Umsham Ad Yushalayim. Umsham Lebeis Kotchei Kadoshim. Ukshiasa Kain says the Chofetz Chaim, Vadei lo shtoshu tfilos reikum. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Amorim says, Kol tzoros habos aleinu she'enu nitzol mehem, the different tzoros that happen to people that they're not saved from, nei she'en anu tzokim ma'arben betfil aleim, because we don't daven hard enough. Ki lu'es balalnu v'shafachnu sviach lefein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were we to really daven, Bavade lo yoshet filosenu because shesenu reikom, he would not ignore our tefillas. V'lo yistapek ha'odem mashem espalo shemen esrei shloish polim b'chol yoyim. A person shouldn't be satisfied with just davening shemen esrei three times a day. El kam pom b'yoyim, a number of times during the day, when a person has a moment, tzorach lishpoich tefillos u'bakoshois b'enoy le'ben atzmoy. When a person has a private moment, a quiet moment, he should daven mi'umka deliba.